please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about woke is feminism. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and kicking ass. And yes, so you can tell by the title of this video that woke is feminism. Yes, friends, just about what, last night or a few hours ago, I guess, before I went to sleep, I just got an email saying that I got my YouTube channel back. Yay! Yes, it wasn't the best one. Yeah, I wish I would have got my first one or the last one. I got the one in the middle. Yes, Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, that one had 38 subscribers. My last one had 290. And my first one, I wanted the first one because it's my first one. Yeah, gave me this one that I gotta build. But that's okay. Because the second one, what I'll do with that one, I'm just gonna make it into a music channel. Yeah, I will do music for a little bit. And because YouTube, likes censoring shit, I'm gonna just make music on it. You can't get really in trouble with music, can you? I guess I'll find out, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Oh yeah, and I got a one strike because of whatever bullshit I had there last time. Like, I just came back and you gave me a fucking strike, so I can't put nothing on that channel. Well, whatever, YouTube, fuck you. Anyways, let's make this video about feminism is wokeism. Or wokeism is feminism, whatever, right? Anyways, let's do this thing. Yeah, and don't you hate it when men are fucking traitors to their own fucking gender and they start doing this woke bullshit? Yes, look at this. It says, fucking Senator Rand Paul took millions from Maduro regime. Yes, this guy sold out the government, well, not the government, I should say America, for a couple of shekels. Yes, friends, so you wonder why all that fucking bullshit was happening? This guy was impeding it. So they say. Well, let's find out. Oh yeah, and a side note, this Christina chick, she's fucking ugly. What the fuck happened to your face? Did someone hit you in the face with a bat? Or did your plastic surgeon fuck up or something? Ugh. I don't know, whoever fucking did that to you, you should sue him or send him to prison, because goddamn, lady, you look like shit. Just saying.
Rand Paul has been implicated as one of the politicians who has been taking millions of dollars from the Maduro regime, according to a high-ranking government source.
Well, supposedly this cocksucker was taking money from fucking the Maduro regime. Yes, he was taking money from communists. Is it true? I don't know, maybe. According to the Brave Browser, it's saying that he didn't. But supposedly there's documents implicating him and his son, so who knows? This is according to AI, so Yes, I believe it. Everybody here is fucking crooked. Remember, the government's falling apart, so the last thing these motherfuckers are gonna do is steal the treasury. So these guys are stealing money from you. Yes, they have their sticky hands in your pocket. Fun times indeed, right? Well, let's continue.
Kentucky senator was named as a central figure on a reported Venezuela list of U.S. politicians allegedly receiving multi-million dollar payments from Maduro's regime and narco-trafficking networks.
Yes, these piece of shit politicians, all of them. I'm sure this guy's not the only one. You know this. Yes, all these motherfuckers do whatever the fuck they want because they think they're fucking better than us. Oh no, friends. Just because they're politicians, they think they rule the country. No, motherfuckers. You're elected officials. We're the ones that fucking tell you what to do. But no, you're forgetting that shit. Don't worry, sooner or later you're gonna get your comeuppance, and when it happens, it's gonna be glorious. Yes, friends, these people are fucking stupid. Yes, these motherfuckers think that we're fucking peasants and we're here to do their bidding. No, motherfucker, we have our own mind, thoughts, and feelings. You keep on fucking with us, and we're gonna fucking screw with you. Yes, friends, remember, there's more of us than there are of them. These stupid politicians are nothing but weak, effeminate weirdos. Why think I say wokeism is feminism? These people are pieces of shit. Yes, friends, don't let these cocksuckers win. Be strong for the future! Just saying.
The source alleges that Paul has accepted bribes in exchange for political actions meant to undermine President Trump's military and diplomatic campaign.
Yes, friends, you have all these agents of chaos coming into your country and destabilizing it, and then you have your fucking politicians selling you out like the cocksuckers that they are. Yes, friends, our fucking world is so corrupt. It's creating all these stupid-ass creatures, and what can we do? We're just small little people. But don't worry, we're gonna collect and we're gonna get stronger. You see, watch.
Against the Maduro government. including his recent efforts to block funding while claiming that Trump is committing quote-unquote war crimes in the Caribbean.
Well, guess what? Trump is compromised too, but he has his hands with another group. Yes, so don't worry about Trump. You're gonna get his comeuppance later because he's on some bullshit too. So, yeah, all our politicians are bought and paid for. It's just by different groups, right? Just saying.
The Venezuelan source says Paul received seven-figure payments funneled through intermediaries tied to the cartel de los Soles, which is the Venezuelan military-led drug trafficking organization indicted by the DOJ in 2020.
Yes, friends. Once upon a time, I actually wanted to do some Shadow Low and Bison shit. Yes, I wanted to make my own fucking organization to fuck with people. Why? It's because I just despise people so fucking much. But shit, I guess fucking Israel beat me to the punch, right? God damn it. Oh, well. Well, now I'm doing this shit now, so... we know, decisions. Anyways, let's continue.
These payments allegedly started years ago and intensified as Trump's second administration launched aggressive operations this year, including deadly strikes on drug smuggling vessels. Paul has publicly opposed the operations, particularly in his December 3rd sponsorship of a war powers resolution.
Yeah, I guess America is going to turn into a fucking nation of pirates. Oh, I guess privateers because it's sanctioned by the government. Hell, maybe I should do that. Put a petition to the government, say, hey, give me like $10 million so I could buy a boat and all that and start going to the seven seas and start taking over all these tankers and containers and stuff. Yeah, that'd be fun. I could be fucking Captain fucking Redbird. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that shit. Well, anyway, let's continue.
He has repeatedly accused Secretary Pete Hegseth of authorizing potential war crimes. The source described Paul's moves as a deliberate effort to protect Maduro-linked trafficking routes that pour drugs into the U.S.
Yes, friend, this is so fucking stupid. This motherfucker sold our country for a fucking few bucks, right? Fucking bullshit. Yes, I wonder when we're gonna get delivered from this bullshit. Probably never, right? It's all bullshit. It's because right now our country, our world, is run by women. Yes, feminism is all over the world. Yes, friends, and that shit is bullshit because making people do stupid shit. Yeah, friends, it's so insane. I got a clip of a woman talking about feminism and all the bullshit that's going into the world. Yes, friends, it's so fucking retarded. Yes, at least this woman in this clip coming up, she has enough brains, enough monocum in her fucking noodle to know that this is fucking bullshit, that feminism is crap, and she explains it to these dudes. So let's watch.
But I am saying that feminization has caused one specific particular problem, and that is wokeness. Like a lot of people, I was baffled by the woke phenomenon. Why did everyone seemingly go crazy?
Well, let me explain to you, ugly lady. Yes, guys want to fuck pretty women and just pussy in general. And because you have a vagina between your legs, guys will listen to you. Yes, it's so stupid that we do all kinds of shit just to fuck your pussy. Yes, we start rubbing against you and all that shit. But don't do that, friends, because if you do try to fuck women, they're going to use that against you. And they're going to make you do stupid shit. And look, most men are thirsty, so look how the world is right now. So that's why fucking wokeism and feminism is all bullshit. One and the same, so don't do it. Just saying.
All at once in the summer of 2020. It was inexplicable. It seemed to be mass hysteria, genuinely. And the more I thought about what caused it, which is a very important question because...
It's not that hard, retard. It's that you have a pussy and guys want to fuck you, so they let you do whatever the fuck you want. Simple. People are so fucking stupid. Don't listen to women. Women do stupid shit and they destroy the world and they go, oh, what happened? It's you, lady. Stop being stupid and listen to men. Just saying.
If we know what causes it, we know how to prevent it from happening in the future. I read an article that someone else wrote that put forward a really simple, elegant thesis, which is that wokeness is simply feminine patterns of behavior applied to institutions where women had not been very well represented.
Yes, friends, women need to lose all their rights, all of them. The 19th Amendment, they can't work, they can't go to school, maybe till like junior high at the most, and go make sandwiches and babies because this shit happens to you. Why the hell do you want a fucking bullet in your brain? It's so fucking stupid. Just take the penis in your pussy. You'll be happy in the long run. Just saying.
Until recently. Women tend to be more consensus-focused, consensus-oriented. Men, when they're approaching a moral question, will ask, what are the facts? What are the rules? Whereas women will say, what are the relationships at play here? How can we make everybody happy?
Stop attacking my
And that's where you fuck
Rabbi
up, ladies.
Yeshua.
Don't do that.
You're
stupid.
The movement,
Listen to men,
kike.
Just saying.
How can we reach an outcome that will satisfy all the parties, as opposed to the male perspective of how do we reach an outcome that is just and according to the rules? That sounded a lot like wokeness to me.
Yeah, this chick is smart enough to know what's up. Yeah, she's saying the quiet part aloud. But you know, I don't think it's because she's smart. I think it's because she's ugly. That's the only reason she's saying this. If she was like an 8 or 9, she would be saying different things. It's because this chick is an ugly duckling. I'll still fuck her because pussy's pussy, right? Anyways, yeah, this bitch is saying this shit because nobody wants to fuck her except me. But, you know, I'm a fucking degenerate. Anyways, let's continue.
And the sort of piece that made it all click into place for me was the coincidence of timing. It is the case, just we can all agree, as a matter of fact, that a lot of institutions that went woke or were affected by wokeness became demographically female.
Yes, I know everybody thinks that the future is female, but women are fucking stupid. They do nothing but stupid shit. That's why all you gotta do is just feed them dick and just keep them in the kitchen. It's safer for them there, because all they do is destroy shit. So no, friends, all you do is just put them in the kitchen, you fuck the shit out of them, you get them pregnant, and they'll be happy being mothers and wives. Yes, you're not fucking fit to be fucking leaders, so shut the fuck up.
In the last 5 years, law schools in America turned majority female in 2016, and they've gotten a little bit more female every year since then. I think now it stands at 55-56%. The New York Times became majority female in its workforce in 2018, which is maybe why it was so susceptible to the fads of wokeness and the internal politics.
Yes, friends, because there's more women entering to all these different places. That's why the world sucks, because women's stupid ideas. Yes, now you know why you need to kick women out of everything? Because they do stupid shit like this bitch. She cut her tits off and looks like a fucking disgusting weak man. So stupid!
He's saying in the Slack revolts that took place internally over there. Medical schools are now majority female. The white-collar workforce overall.
Yeah, you stupid bitches always do the easiest jobs. Why don't you go do fucking work in a coal mine? Yeah, why don't you go fucking do that, see what happens. Or better yet, why don't you go fight in a fucking war? Yes, us men, we die fucking in droves while you stay home and get fucked by fucking Chad and Tyrone, you fucking cunts. But no, you can't do the same shit that we can. We're the ones that make the world go round. It's our blood, sweat, and tears that make this shit go, not you bitches. So fuck you. Go back in the kitchen and stay there.
Boys in the United States with college degrees, a majority of them are women. And managers, management positions in the U.S. workforce, 46% female. So almost majority female.
Yes, I know you want to get that pussy wet, but stop doing that shit. You need to kick these women out of the workforce, kick them out of education, out of everything. They need to be in the kitchen and make babies.
So the fact that all of these institutions tipped over to being majority female around the same time that wokeness emerged seemed to me that couldn't possibly be a coincidence. And one of the most consistent psychological differences between men and women is women have a strong impulse of caring.
What the fuck? What the hell are you talking about? No, women do not give a flying fuck about men, especially men. They only give a fuck about themselves. They're very selfish creatures. They just give the illusion, so quit your lying, bitch.
Right, which is exactly, I mean, I'm not somebody who looks to evolutionary biology for the solutions to all human phenomena, but this particular one does seem glaringly Darwinian.
Yes, if you see this stupid woman pointing this shit out, why can't fucking men see this shit? Oh, that's right, you're trying to fuck these stupid bitches. Yeah, man, maybe you should stop doing that and actually use your fucking big head. Yes, friends, all you thirsty motherfuckers, stop doing that, stop chasing pussy. Look what they're doing. If you stop chasing them, guess what? They're gonna start chasing you, and I'm noticing the women are starting to chase me, but fucking A, it gets really, really fucking annoying. Yes, if you're not gonna fuck me, fuck off. Just saying.
And right, that women see helpless things and they want to take care of them. That is definitely something that Darwin would find.
Yeah, that's supposed to be your motherly instincts, but yeah, you women are fucking psycho. No matter what you fucking say or do, you're always gonna do stupid shit. But guys wanna fuck you, so they do stupid shit. Why? Why? It's because you guys are fucking retarded, and all you wanna do is fuck all these fucking bitches because you're thirsty. So stop being fucking thirsty, friends. Yes, these women are not there fucking to be wives and mothers. They're just fucking whores and disease bags.
Pretty easy explanation for. But that's also something that wokies can easily weaponize. It means that if you can frame your political issue as a way of caring for some helpless crap.
Yes, friends, pay attention to what this fucking spinster is saying. She's telling you how the sausage is made. I bet that's what she wants, a fucking sausage right between her legs, just pumping in and out. Anyways, let's continue.
Then you're golden, right?
Minorities are big.
That's right. But that is precisely what's going on at a deeper level. And that's why it's been so effective.
Yes, that ugly sandwich maker is 100% correct. Yes, if a dumb bitch would come to that conclusion, why can't you? Huh? Huh? It's because you're retarded and you want to fuck these dumb bitches. Don't be those people. Yes, be fucking smart. Know that the world is turning to shit, so we need to move forward. If not, we're gonna get fucked. So don't get fucked, friends, because then you're fucking stupid and you're gonna end up getting screwed over. Don't do that. I need you for the future. So let's move forward, friends, and fuck these stupid bitches, because all they're good for is for fucking and nothing more. Well, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
This grocery store, it's actually not just like a normal grocery store. There's actually a bunch of other stores inside of the grocery store. So right here you have one store, right here you have another store, and then right here you have another store, then up here you have another store. In total, inside of this section of the grocery store, there are 6 separate stores. How's life here as a Somalian?
Life is good. I do phone bills, sending money to Africa, and that's where I do. The business is good.
And how have you seen the rise of Somalians and the rise of Islam here inside of Minnesota?
As well, you know, the rise is good, and been a lot, we have a place to pray, and life is good.
How long have you lived here in America for?
For 10 years now.
And when you came here, did the government bring you here, or did you come here by your own choice?
I came here by my own choice. I was one of the refugees from Uganda. I was brought by UN.
You were brought by the UN to come into the United States?
Yes. And life is good, you know. We try to enter into businesses, we intermingle, and we do what is required.